will be almost the same like last time.
Yeah.
可以哦。Yeah. 有时候讲中文，有时候讲英文，这样可以吗？Do I have to look to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, can you introduce yourself, like your name, your age, and where you're from?
Okay. My name in Chinese pronounced is Zhang Ruirong. English, I have Agong's, my husband's last name, so to call me Zhu Zhong Yang. What else you want? My age?
Yeah.
I'm few days later. No, 2 days later. I'll be 73 years old. Mm-hmm. And what else?
Where are you from?
I'm from Taiwan. It's a small island.
Okay. So what was it like for you to grow up in Taiwan? And do you have any stories that come to mind?
You say when, what?
What was it like growing up in Taiwan?
Oh, I grew up in Taiwan. I was very happy to be there when I was small. I was young. The place I was born, it's a very small town. Mm-hmm. In northern part of Taiwan. That town was very quiet and peaceful, and we know each other in the neighborhood because it's very small. I like that kind of atmosphere compared with now. The town now changed, not the same like when I was born.
Yeah, do you have any specific stories that come to mind when you were growing up in Taiwan?
Story? Nothing special, but when I was like in the primary school, we always like have a group of the friends always together to go to like a field trip with no adults together. We only for like, it's very peaceful town, so it's okay. We go out without parents. I like that, but it's different now. The story? Nothing specific.
Okay. Moving on, did you ever see any signs of the former Japanese occupation when you're growing up, like in culture and food or like language?
Uh-huh. The time when I was born, that time was not occupied by Japan. That was a long time ago. It was my parents' generation. Mm-hmm. They have that kind of time when Japan occupied Taiwan. I didn't have that experience, and I don't know what my parents feeling at that time, but because of that, so in Taiwan, many people like very used to eat Japanese food, and like my parents also, they don't cook Japanese food, but we like to go out to the Japanese restaurant. Mm-hmm. Now it's very popular in New York. Almost the same. Mm-hmm. And so that I didn't went through that kind of period of time, so I don't have that any kind of feeling that.
Yeah. So did your parents have to learn Japanese? Did your parents have to learn Japanese?
Oh, yes. They went to school, all speak Japanese. So sometimes they don't want us to know what they are talking.
Mm-hmm.
So both of my parents, they speak in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned a little bit Japanese too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't understand what they are speaking or talking to.
Mm-hmm.
I know only a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so is there any one memory of Taiwan that really stands out to you?
Taiwan what?
Is there one memory of Taiwan that stands out to you?
The most of the Taiwanese are very nice, warm, and working hard at my time.
Mm-hmm.
But even now, sometimes I go back to Taiwan, you can see the people. It's very different from in the U.S., I think. They are very easy to, they are very nice. If you ask something, they will let you know directly and very nice to explain to you. They have patience. And when you walk on the street, you can feel the atmosphere is very warm. Yeah, even now, it's the same. Sometimes I fly back to Taiwan. When I just landing through the airport, from that time, you can feel the people is very nice. Even when me and Agong, my husband, we carry heavy things, the people, some are like airplane people, they will come to help you to push the cart. That's never happened here. It's free. They don't charge you. They just like to help people each other. Many foreigners go to Taiwan. They sometimes in TV you can see somebody interview or ask them some question. They always say, I like Taiwan because the people are very nice. Not only to the foreigner, to the people, the general, the ordinary people are the same attitude. Yeah. You went there told before, right?
Yeah.
So you have that kind, you should have that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, how has growing up in Taiwan shaped you into who you are today?
You mean like the education I got?
Just like in general,
my parents, they raised up the children, and like my brothers, sisters, we are very nice to each other. We have to, it's not say obey the parents the something, but we are very, I don't know how to say it, 顺从 in Chinese. What they say they ask for, we always no objection, always say, okay, I will do it. It's not like obey, but you, from the heart, you think you should treat parents very nice. You don't want them feel disappointed. So what they are asking, you will fulfill to finish, then let them feel happy. Then you are happy too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Taiwan, it's like this kind of, like from the education or the habits or usually the traditional Taiwanese family, it's like this. But now it's changed because more like a global, from the TV you will know everything. So the people, the young people changed. Not so listen to the parents, not like before.
So, do you have any idea why you think that changed?
I just mentioned it because the young people now, it's from the TV, from the internet, they know everything worldwide. So they have more too many information. So they think maybe they should become like now the young generation, almost the same. They should be like that, not like we raised before, 50, 40 years ago. The people is very, how do you say that? In Chinese, say 淳朴, very, we don't like not to notice the fashion, that kind of things. It's very 淳朴. Yeah, I don't know if you understand.
Yeah, I think I understand.
Yeah.
Not necessarily following the trends.
Yeah, right. And the teacher, it's they taught us. It's we like that kind. I like the education I got in Taiwan. Yeah.
Okay. So I think moving on, when and why did you come to the United States? And were there any culture shocks, or was there anything that surprised you?
Oh. Yeah, in 1979, we came to US because Agong, my husband, he is an artist. He likes to see the art directly from the real work, not only from the book. So he has to come here. So then me and my son, your father, Daniel, so we come together. Actually, Agong came first. Then after a month, we came here later. And what do you ask? You mean, do I get any shock of the culture shock? No. Because in Taiwan, Taiwan is very close, I mean, emotionally close to US, America. So we had everything the same, like you have in here. So we listen to the American rock music, and like 1960s, we listened a lot of that kind of music, and we watched the movie. Yeah, so everything almost the same like US. So when we first came here, we just feel not too much difference. Only the people, we are Asia, and America is white people. So it's only that kind of difference, only. But at that time, when we first came, I couldn't speak English, not much, only a few words. Because in Taiwan, we learned English, only read and listen the teacher said, and read and write. But we didn't have the conversation. Very little conversation class, so we couldn't speak English well. So only understand, and we can read and write only, but cannot speak. So that's the difficulty for us when we first came. And I learned little by little. Even now it's not so fluently, but I'm better than before.
I think that's interesting to compare to me learning Mandarin.
Yeah, the same. No, you learn Mandarin only very little classes,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We learned English since I was in the junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
Every week we have like a few hours every week. So until the college.
Mm-hmm.
So you see so many years, but we still cannot talk. Only read and write.
Yeah, it's interesting that they just taught you how to read.
Yeah, yes, right.
Okay. So, going back to the U.S., what do you feel like you sacrificed when you came to the U.S., and like who did you do it for? Did you do it for your son, your family, or like later generations?
In Taiwan, we have parents, sister, brother, all almost there at that time. Now, most of my brother, sister moved to US, right? But that time, I feel like it's like a big family. We have cousins, uncles. We all live in the big, big house. So when we came here, only three of us. So I feel like very lonely. Mm-hmm. And because cannot speak well English. So that's the difficulty. And but because I like here, I like the U.S. So, and daddy too. First time he went to the school, I was so worried about because it's a little bit far from where we live. So I feel nervous. But the first day he came home, he smiled. I said, why? He said because he has the lunch provided from the school. In Taiwan, we don't have that kind of system at that time. So, and he doesn't have to have the whole day in the school, only half day till noon time. So it's very easy for him. No lunch, he can come home to have lunch. But here, he has to stay till like 2, 3 o'clock, right? So he was happy to have lunch at school. That's the new experience for him. And what else you want to know?
So when you came to the U.S., did you think that it was for later generations or something like that?
For daddy, right? He's like a very, I never talked to him about this. I think he feels happy here. And because only one child, so I'm not too difficult to bring him up, grow up. So, and Agong's work is at home. So I think I have helper. So it's not too complicated family.
So, when you were coming to the U.S., did you ever think that it would be helpful for, say, a couple of generations down, that we would have better chances and opportunities in the U.S.?
Yeah, in the beginning, I didn't think too much about this. But when Daddy grew up, he should stay here because he couldn't speak Chinese well. And he has no friend in Taiwan. So we couldn't move back there unless he wants. But then he got married. So he should be stay here. And I think U.S. is the best place to live and to get your education here. It's many Taiwanese after graduate from the college, they always want to choose the foreign country. I think the American is the first choice for them to come. So I think my later generation to stay here is very good. You have a big chance to learn something, to get something, right?
So, I know you mentioned that it was hard to leave a big family and come with just three people. So,
yeah.
I was wondering what it was like to have to leave behind friends in Taiwan and how that was like when you first came to the U.S. and you had to leave behind friends as well as family.
Yeah, in the beginning, I missed them a lot, right? But when I think of Agong's the future, he stays here, was right, because he can concentrate to do his artwork. In Taiwan, at that time, it's not like here. His work people always think is too avant-garde, too advanced. Nobody can understand what his work is. But here, he can get galleries or some collectors, they like it. So he feel, because we came here because of Agong, mm-hmm. So I have to let him feel no, what to say? We always support him, yeah, to just stay here. And finally, I found here it's very good for daddy and later on for you, right?
So, I think you talked about this a little bit, but how was your experience when you first came to the U.S., and how has it changed since then?
First came here was, of course, we don't familiar with this surroundings, so you will feel a little bit nervous, right? But the life is almost the same, like if you don't think of too much, then almost the same like in Taiwan. I listen to classic music, mm-hmm. and I can read. I also have a lot of Chinese book. You see the back, I have a lot of books, right? I still can get the book. So I feel very happy here. So I don't have any sacrifice. Of course, in the beginning, it's like you cannot have the money is an issue because Agong cannot go to work. So we have to use the savings to support the family. And later on, Agong can sell his painting. And I also work a little bit the part-time job. So we can have, then later on I went to a college to work because I was an accountant. So feel like I like this kind of life. So I don't feel like a sacrifice or any difficulty.
Okay. So how did life in Taiwan compare to your life in the U.S.?
It's the same, like I said, almost the same. Because the Taiwan's life, I lived there. That time already, the progress, it's high, little by little, very good. So, at that time, Agong in Taiwan, he cannot sell his painting for living, but he was a designer for the graphic design. He earned a lot of money. So when we decided to come to U.S., everybody was stout, said, you have so good lifestyle here. How come you want to like give up everything and go to come to New York, U.S.? Mm-hmm. But Agong still likes to do that. I support him. At that, when we came here, he bring all the savings to here. It's actually, it's a lot. So we can have the few years very not too difficult life. And then I got job, so it's good. Compared to Taiwan, actually, in Taiwan that time, I don't have to worry about the money, anything. We lived a very good life. But we give up everything, come to here, because of Agong. He want to fulfill his dream to be a good artist. That's only in here that can be true. In Taiwan, it's that time it's not easy, but now it's different. Now it's the art in Taiwan. It's very booming. How is that? Booming? Booming. It's like everybody likes to buy art. It's different.
My next question is, do you think of yourself as Taiwanese American or just Taiwanese, and why?
Oh, yeah. I think I am a Taiwanese American. Yeah, actually, we come from Taiwan, right? But it's American, and I like to be an American. I live here. I feel very. I like before the pandemic. Was so good. Everything I like, and I have son, and daughter-in-law, and the two granddaughter. I feel very happy to be with you so close. I like the life here. Yeah.
Okay. So, what is one thing that you would like people to remember about your story and your life story?
Remember my story? It's very... I don't know. I don't know, you American people know Taiwan a lot or never heard, I don't know. If they know Taiwanese people before, then they should know the people from Taiwan. It's very kind, very nice. It's different. I don't know. It's hard to answer this question.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you would like to add that we haven't talked about yet?
Can I mention this because of pandemic? No, we went back to Taiwan this time, last time, not because of pandemic, because we have something to settle down in Taiwan. We have to go back to solve the problem. So Agong and I went back, but we stayed there for 1 year until last week we came back, right? But before we came back, most people, like a daddy, all friends, all ask us don't come back now because of the race problem. How do you say that?
Asian hate crimes?
Yeah, Asian, yes, that kind. I don't like that. Before, was so happy here, live here. But because of that, we came back, we feel like I'm afraid to go out. That's not good, right? That's only, I like here, but because of that, we cannot go out a lot. Every time we came back, only went out one time, but feel like nervous. We have to watch surround people.
Yeah.
So that's the very 可惜的事情.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to explain that? 可惜?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pity, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Or you have another question to ask me?
I was thinking just about the Asian hate crimes. Do you think that has something to do with the pandemic? Like, do you think, you know, the pandemic has made people more upset or something?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because you stay at home for almost 1 year, you will feel your 心理的问题 from, yeah, it's mentally cannot take it anymore. It's always stay at home, like put in the jail, right? You cannot go out safely. You don't like to get the COVID-19, right? So some people, they are not so strong. Maybe they will have different thinking. Then when they heard that this is like a Wuhan 肺炎 in the beginning, so they think all the Chinese people, they hate it. So, and then include the Asian people. So that's not right. But some people, they are weakly for the heart. So they cannot control themselves. This is not a normal thing. But I hope when after July, if the everything goes back to before, then maybe this case will be slowly will come down. I hope so.
Okay. So to those people who you were saying that they were like weak at heart and they couldn't control, like what would you want to say to them?
Just mention that COVID-19, I'm not the scientist. I don't know where it came from, right? But if it's from Wuhan, but that's only the place. some disease. You don't know where it came from. Cannot because of that, then you hate all the Asian people. That's not right. Because then it spread to the other place. Or like a very long time ago has Spanish flu. Then you won't, because of that, you don't like Spanish people. You won't do that, right? So that's nothing to do with the racial. It's the disease that everybody has to be very patient to overcome it. Cannot just hate people. You hit people, you hate people, but it won't come, it won't because of that then become nothing, right? So it should, I think, I hope if the life goes back to like before, then the people will change their mind.
Yeah.
I hope so, yeah. That's it?
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we cannot hold each other, right? Okay. No, cannot. Tomorrow I'm going to have a vaccine. Yeah. So then after the second one, then we can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So how can you? Okay.